The most important thing you're gonna have to change is your mind. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. I know that this is a tough one to accept because we just want to change our habits. And that's what's going to change results. And we just want to improve our schedule because then we'll have more time. And we just want our spouse to be more supportive because then we won't have as many excuses. And I want you to change your habits and I want you to optimize your schedule. But the lead domino, the thing that is going to make all of those changes that you've been fighting for either easier or unnecessary is changing your mind. I actually wrote about this in Chasing Cupcakes, that line that the most important thing you're going to have to change is your mind. That comes from Chasing Cupcakes, my first book released in 2019, I believe. It's just so true. If you are continuously trying to discipline and willpower yourself to change, I got to get up earlier. I've got to stop eating sugar. I've got to work out more often. I've got to stop spending on Amazon. All of that is true. But the thing that I feel you should focus on to get disproportionate results and make all of the behavior change easier is your mind. Because if you continue to think, I'll start tomorrow, this one thing won't hurt, no matter what you're trying to change behaviorally, you're going to continue to talk yourself out of it. The most important thing you can change is your mind. Because it's our mind that is the problem in the equation. And it's our mind that can be the solution. It's the mind that says, like, I know I said I was going to spend less this month, but I really needed that anyway, and it's on sale. So, I mean, I should probably get it. It's such a great deal. That's a mindset thing. It's not a discipline thing. It's not a willpower thing. Your mind will continue to undercut your efforts until you upgrade your mind. It really, truly is the thing that I wish somebody was telling me to focus on 20 years ago. I'm so excited to raise kids who understand that the starting point for solutions is in their thoughts, is in how they're thinking about the problem, how they're thinking about the solution. If you haven't read Chasing Cupcakes, read it. I think it's a great book. I'm biased, obviously. But read the reviews. Ask somebody who's read it. And I think they'd say the same thing. But the other thing is 10X mindset. So when we start talking about, you know, changing your mind, the most common question is how? How do I stop telling myself that this one cookie is not a big deal? How do I stop telling myself that I can work out later? Or that I probably need a rest day anyway? How do I change my mind? In 10X Mindset, there's one single action item every single day. And for those of you who are listening who are like, I know, Elizabeth, I already did 10X Mindset. Do it again. Go through it again. What I have found in going through it over again, because you can go through it. You don't have to purchase it again. Once you purchase it once, you have it forever and ever and ever. What I have found is that there are new breakthroughs and new opportunities that come every single time I go through it because I'm in a different season of life or I'm working on something different or I'm facing a different challenge or a different frustration every single time. But I just need you to know that even though, yes, you want to change your behaviors and I want you to change them too, and yes, that's a huge part of getting healthy or getting out of debt or both, the way to make that easier and more sustainable begins by changing your mind. I'll see you tomorrow.